It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Clyde County Community College softball team split a doubleheader with the Fort Scott Greyhounds on Monday, winning Game 1 4-2, before dropping Game 2 10-2. The split puts the T-Birds at 10-20 on the season and 1-7 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play. The T-Birds will play next today against the Labette Community College Cardinals. First pitch is scheduled for 2 p.m. from the Clyde County Community College softball field. Live coverage of the doubleheader will be streamed live on the T-Bird Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com. Freshman Tony Crow launched a grand slam in a 5-run second inning. Freshman Caden Budke had a run-scoring single. And sophomore Miles Chamberlain pitched 6 scoreless innings to help the Cloud County baseball team defeat Southeast Community College 6-3 in non-conference baseball action Tuesday in Beatrice, Nebraska. Cloud County has won 4 in a row in 7 of its last 8 games to improve to 27-11 overall. In the second inning, Caden Budke hit a hard-hit ball through the left side of the infield, bringing in sophomore Noah Connings for the first run of the game. Freshman Joey Marino also singled, while freshman Vasia Seymour loaded the bases by reaching on a walk. Crow followed with a grand slam to deep left center for his first home run of the season, putting the T-Birds ahead 5-0. Cloud County scored another run in the top of the third when Budke singled to drive in sophomore Nolan Friend. Offensively, the T-Birds scored 6 runs on 6 hits. Friend went 2-for-4 with 1 run scored. Cloud County returns to action today when it visits Highland Community College for the first 2 games in a weekend non-conference series.